have some short, like, best of. And we're also gonna, so I think that we're gonna go to, should we jump over to a Me Without You song?
Yeah, let's yeah. do it.
All right. And then we can also, how far along are we? So we're almost, okay, yeah.
I think we're at the midway point, and this is 8 o'clock p.m.
How is August the midway point? We really made up for it with this summer season.
We saw so many shows this summer.
Yeah.
Starting, I mean, even just like from August to like now. I want to say August until like October 23rd were like our main, like that. Yeah. I think that's when we saw the most frequencies of concerts. So
yeah.
Should we let people listen to a song after this, maybe?
Yeah, and I think that after this, we're going to have... Let's see, so up after this is Hiatus Coyote.
Which is a band that I liked seeing, but will never see ever again.
And let's also have... Let's have Circe. Although Circe is local, I think. So we can play some of them later. Right, I know that there's a lot of local...
They're localish.
Yeah. And New England is local.
Yeah. I don't know where they're actually from, but yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to have, let's see, just some other bands that we... they're from Boston.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're dispersed now, which
they
is
were from
why
Boston.
They
broke
also
up in 2013.
They
and then
got
reformed
back
in 2018.
Together.
And they broke up again?
Yeah, this year.
Bummer. I think I heard... I was listening to the other 91.5, if you drive a bit north, which is WUML, UMass Lowell's radio station, on my morning commute when once WMFO cut out, I had WUML, and they were talking about Nice Fest on their show.
Yeah.
And I think they were talking about Circe and how they like broke up, got back together, and just broke up again.
Yeah.
But yeah, so these are some short songs. We have some food waiting for us. Love some Tenoche. Since I haven't been living in the Somerville area, I haven't had it. I love it.
And Max has talked it up.
This is Mellow Max and DJ Snacks, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. It's Tufts Freeform
Radio.
It's 8:02 on this lovely, lovely Wednesday. 12/21, nice palindrome right there, 2022.
Almost like 2112. Wink, wink.
Ooh, I get it. So yeah, this is Circe. This is a fun show.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna have some more music. We'll get back to you on what it is. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. For now, just enjoy, you know?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
See you guys once we have full stomachs.
Full bellies.
Red room in a cigarette out when the sun sets in my bedroom. sometimes in my bedroom. It feels like I'm inside a flower. I got a red room, it is a red out when the sun sets in my bedroom. It feels like I'm inside a flower. It feels like I'm inside my eyelids, and I don't wanna be. Thank you.
Second half, right?
Always
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, did that hit the spot. There's nothing like a nice torta from Tinoche. Oh my goodness, wow. Wow, that is just what I needed. Amanda's still working on her burrito. That's why you don't hear her lovely voice beside mine. I'm sorry, DJ Snacks is still snacking, still noshing. We could have a nice Hanukkah twist and she could be DJ Nosh. How's that? Oh, you love it. You love it. Your mic's on. All right, you love it. Sorry to drag you away from your food. Oh yeah. Coming up next, you didn't include this on your list from this festival, but I saw them and I really liked them. You went home to walk Dolly, your dog. I'm sorry. I didn't turn your mic on.
Oh.
There we go.
I'm here.
This is Tennis. I really liked them. I took some 3D pictures of them during their set, and I still haven't...
Can you still hear me chewing my burrito?
No, because you're not chewing any food. There's no food allowed in this room.
I know, there's no food in my mouth.
I see you cleaning it off your teeth. Yeah.
Being cleaned off my teeth, but yes. There is no...
There's no food being eaten in the studio.
That's
would be...
That's not allowed. Yes. I don't break rules.
That's correct. That is correct. You know, it's funny. I would be... less disturbed seeing someone eating food in the lab that I work in than I would in the studio. Like food in Studio A is a no. But
I'm a guest here and I'm not here to break any rules.
Oh no, no. And you didn't. You didn't. You didn't bring any food in with you other than what was in your mouth. And if you're a snack, if you're DJ Snacks, you bring yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am the snack. But also my permanent retainer just I can't not get food stuck in that thing. So
saving it for later.
I am whether I want to or not, I'm saving it for later.
It happens.
So what did we listen to over the break?
Over the break, let's see. We had, we had Hiatus Coyote, which I didn't see. You invited me to it, but I didn't end up being able to go.
It was on your birthday.
It was on my birthday,
and I'm
right.
Glad you didn't go, because I don't think you would have liked it.
I don't think I would have either. I'm going to adjust the date in our spreadsheet.
Okay.
Because that must have been on August 9th, not
the 8th.
It was
on August 9th.
Yes, it said the 8th.
Oops.
So I fixed it. Oops. After that, on August 15th, a week after my birthday, the band, which I would have rather have seen on my birthday, Penelope Isles with the song Leipzig. And I really like them. They popped up when I was going through a melancholy
Did
music
you buy
phase.
A shirt?
I bought their album and they signed it.
Very cool.
Yes. And that was really good. Really enjoyed their show, and that was right at Sonia, which is... I've only been there once.
Me too.
We live in Central Square. We need to go there more often.
We do. I think that's one of our New Year's wishes.
So they tear
like,
it down,
wishes.
Turn it into a hotel.
Yeah, until they turn it into a parking lot.
We
can try and go there
Paradise,
as much as possible.
Put up a parking lot. I'm still upset that Joni Mitchell isn't on Spotify. It hurts me every day.
Yeah, Spotify's evil, though.
Well, yeah. And Joni Mitchell's great, but... Yeah. I miss being able to listen to her easily.
Yeah. Do you have a CD player in your new car?
No.
Oh.
It's okay. I do have a USB player. So
okay.
I have a USB stick with all my old radio shows. I can just yoink, plug it right
listen
in.
To all your old shows.
I put it on shuffle. I hear the wildest stuff.
You're a wild cat.
I am. And I was. It's like the Mitch Hedberg one-liner. I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too.
Yeah. Iconic.
Great iconic, yeah. What a comedian.
Should we talk about the In Between Days Festival a little bit?
I think we should, which is what we've been playing music from. So before this... Oh, after Penelope Isles, which was a great show.
Yes.
They were actually the opener. The headliner was Holy F asterisk asterisk K. And that's actually their name. But that's not... I was there to see the opener, and that happens sometimes. After that was... Julian Baker, who was also an opener. Thank you for dragging me along, Cassie, and thank you for listening. That was
a
fun show.
Yeah,
woo! We were definitely the coolest two people at that show.
For sure.
Screw everyone else who went to that concert.
No one else
Every
there
single,
was sad.
No, everyone else there sucked.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone else there, awful. Awful, awful. Don't like...
Because they're sad.
Well, they're just, you know, just bad, bad people, and we don't like them.
Okay. Say no more, I guess.
Yeah. Good show. It was nice to see Julian Baker.
Yeah.
That was cool. And that was a song that Julian Baker did with Phoebe Bridgers and Lucy Dacus.
The iconic triple threat trio.
That's right. On their supergroup EP, Boy Genius.
Boy Genius.
And then after that we had some bands that we saw at
In Between Days.
Right. So we started off with Bad Books, who wasn't there, but they played that song with Manchester Orchestra.
So Bad Books is Kevin Devine from Kevin Devine, who also played at the festival, and Manchester Orchestra, the lead singer, partnered with Kevin Devine for the project Bad Books. So that's why on like all the streaming services, Bad Books is like listed as Manchester Orchestra and sometimes Kevin Devine, because it was like their like project they did together. So that was a really cool festival because I really, really love Bad Books, and like to hear music from two people who contributed to that project was really cool for me.
And I went because I got dragged along. I also dragged along Noah, and it was a great time.
I will say though, the crowd, that was weird.
How small it was?
So the crowd was really small, and it was in Quincy, Mass, at like a high school like turf field, and it was very bizarre, the setup. There were not a lot of people there.
It was like
there
in
was
the
limited
food. The food was like the food that you would get at
a high school soccer game,
game. Yeah, and it reminded me because you know. When the Microsoft store in the Westchester in New York, the Westchester Mall, you don't know about the West. You know, most people in the tri-state area know the Westchester Mall, but not you because you're from New Jersey and you have your own malls.
We have so many malls.
But people in Connecticut.
Except not on Sundays.
And oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's something called Blue Laws in Bergen County where I grew up, so you can't be open because it's God's Day.
Damn right.
I know, but it sucked because I grew up like a religious Jew where Saturday was my God's Day. Yeah. So like we couldn't do anything on God's Day or God's Day.
Except go up to Westchester.
Except go up to Muncie, New York freaking go over there to right past Nyack.
Go to the Palisades.
Go to the Palisades.
Palisades Mall.
Mm. Which is a gigantic mall.
Yeah. The Westchester is about the same size as the Palisades.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
I've never been, but like...
It's a good mall. Anyway, the point is...
Okay, go.
Microsoft store opened like... They opened a Microsoft store at the Palisades Mall, and for their grand opening, they did a concert at the high school with Lenny Kravitz.
Bizarre.
It was a weird concert.
So weird.
And I remember my friend Jackie got him to sign her forearm.
Oh, did she get it like tattooed?
No, we were like 14.
Okay.
If that.
I'm just gonna say that like the festival itself was cool, but the fact that it was at this like high school football field made it a weird vibe.
I loved it.
Yeah?
Oh yeah. I thought it was a great vibe. I was like, yeah, this is what I want. This is a good festival. I liked the vibe. It felt very intimate.
Yes, we listened to Buttercup by Hippocampus, which is a band I really liked before the festival, but after seeing them play the festival, I was like,
Hate when that happens.
They were like just chain smoking on stage and like making weird comments about how the crowd was really empty, and it was, but like that's such a great opportunity to have an intimate moment, and like I think that's what Sydney Gish did, because she played too, and that's what we're listening to.
They,
now.
I believe.
Oh, they.
Yeah, yeah. They played very good. I really, really enjoyed their set. And Sydney Gish is local.
Yeah.
So we'll hear some more Sydney Gish
from
in the next hour or two or three.
Yeah.
I really liked that festival.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's funny because sometimes, Max, I'll go to a show with you and like I can't read you. Like I don't know if you're having a good time or a bad time.
Yeah.
Like when you said you didn't have fun at the Me Without You show, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Because at the show you were having so much fun versus at the In Between Days festival, I feel like you were in a distant space in your mind and like unresponsive.
Well, that was only for like that last band or so after you came
we
back from
Mountain
Valley.
We definitely tapped out.
I'd say that.
But I'm glad you had fun. I know they're doing it again next
year. I really
liked
the vibe.
We're
I really
want
to get
days.
Tickets again.
Yeah, we'll go.
They deserve 2 days. And it was just so like so nice being able to take the tea.
Maybe we'll work there.
And maybe.
Maybe. It's kind of fun to work.
Yeah. And also, I think that all their workers were like, I don't think they got
it
too
was
many
like
volunteers.
A company
it was,
that,
yeah.
Like,
I don't think it was a company. I think it was like a local, like maybe like, oh, I know that Levitate is run by the Boys and Girls Club of Marshfield.
Yeah.
But it might have been like some other similar volunteer group.
I think that there was like talk of the person who like owned the field maybe like put on the festival, so it was like
that is what
locally
happened,
kind of operated.
Yeah.
I don't know. After the In Between Days Fest happened, which was August 20th.
First, I just want to say.
Oh, go. Say the things.
Kind of reminds me of Jack Stauber.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Jack Stauber.
You know, and Sydney Gish had a completely different
Did you ever see him live?
No, have you?
No, does
no,
he
I don't think he
perform?
Plays. No.
He just makes like obscure YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. Let's do that again together and like just let the vocal fry. Yeah.
All right, that was awful. Sorry, everyone. Yeah, but Sydney Gish, like, the sound that she did on stage was different from her normal sort of sound. And I liked it a lot.
I think there
really
were
neat.
Some new songs, like, teased also.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
was kind of cool.
And it was also just, like, just a one-man show.
I also saw Sydney Gish in Brooklyn at, like, maybe it was Baby's All Right with Orion Sun, like, years ago. Many, many years ago. So it's always really cool to see those artists that, like, you see, like, way back then and then in the future.
Did we miss when I went to the Mitski show?
It's not on this list.
It's
is
not
it?
On the list. Haha, I'm one closer. You only went to two more concerts than me. When did I see Mitski? Mitski, Boston. That was a weird show. That was so many loud teenage girls.
I'll let you find that, and then I'll tell you about the next concert, which was a Yes cover band we saw.
Their name is Total Mass Recall.
Total Mass Recall.
And we are going to play them in the next hour because they are a local band.
Local band.
Very local. Did Joel just walk by?
Yeah,
I see
Joel's giving us a wave. Joel is in that band, right?
Yes, he is.
I remember when we went to that show and we walked into the venue, I was like, wow, what a cute little moment we're in this. Like, little, it was at City Winery.
We were the youngest people there
We were
by
the
half.
Youngest people there for sure, but like, very intimate, very, very well done. The closest I think we could get to seeing Yes ever.
I saw Yes twice.
I've never seen Yes. Yeah. The closest I could ever get to see Yes. Because, like...
and just as good. And more
and
intimate.
And just as good and more intimate. And yeah. with people you know. But the
And
thing-
honestly, like not even, like, just as good, but, like, I would say that there are differences that... they did a really good job.
They played the
job.
Deep cuts, too. Like,
they did.
Did you even know some of them?
Well, I didn't really... I'm not
You like Yes.
I like
you're
Yes.
You're not,
I don't,
like, so deep.
Not their 80s stuff. Which is fair, and I understand that a lot of people still like that stuff.
I like Yes to an extent, but we also were sat at a table with this, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Older guy who was, like, there by himself, but he had, like, seen all the Yes shows, like, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, was a computer engineer by day. I don't know, what did he call himself that you were, like, you can tell he's a person who codes.
He was a programmer.
He called himself
I
a
think.
Programmer.
Yeah. it was, like... Yeah, whatever it was, like, yeah, someone who does software now wouldn't call themselves that.
Yeah.
It's like...
So it was definitely an older crowd, but that didn't stop it from being really enjoyable and, like, incredible musicianship, really cool just, like, to see that happen. Because, yeah, like, if Yes comes to town, the tickets are probably going to be, like, $80 plus. And as much as I would love to see Yes, I'm not... necessarily willing to spend that much money on a concert ticket. So getting the chance to spend significantly less and hear really great quality musicianship from the Yes cover band Total Mass Recall was very, very fun.
Yeah. And I think I saw Mitski at some point well before where we are now. But right now behind us is Courtney Barnett. That was a fun show.
That
you
was
came
fun.
Late.
I don't remember
you
why.
Were able, I don't know. You were busy or something.
Sometimes yeah. it's just hard for me to get to things on time.
It happens. But yeah. but Courtney Barnett was a lovely time. And there was a girl in front of us, or in front of me during the opener. The opener was really good. I don't remember who it was, but
I
they
don't
were good.
Either.
You weren't
Did
there.
Someone threw up.
You weren't
Is that
there.
What
you're yeah, yeah. At? There was a big. There was puke on the ground, and
big
I made eye
bomb.
Contact. Like I looked at the people, like the security people in the upper risers, and I looked at them, and I waved, pointed, no response. There was a pile of puke there for the entire show.
Disgusting.
Opener and the main act, but I had a great view of the stage.
Because you were like
no one was
at
standing
the back
in front of me.
Of the puke.
That's right, and I was the one keeping people from stepping in it. And
yeah.
I got a great view because of it. And it didn't really smell. And I said, I think it was worth it.
And then I got there to, it didn't really smell. LOL.
It didn't.
It only really kind of did. But when I got to the festival, it's funny because like sometimes we'll be at venues and I'll be like, where are you? You're like, I'm 4 feet to the left and 5 foot back from the crystal ball on the roof. Or I'm 7 feet from the third pole on the left side. And then we have to like find each other in the midst of a crowd of people.
And I was like, I'm at the puke puddle.
And I was like, oh, I don't know that I want to meet you back there, so I might hang tight.
And I was like, no, come here. It's a great view and it doesn't really smell. And then I couldn't smell it.
Well, I got there and it did not, it's like every now and then maybe you'd get a little whiff, yeah. But it didn't ruin the concert.
Right.
Who are we listening to right
this
now?
This is Mitski with First Love / Late Spring.
I liked Mitski's Tiny Desk, but I've never like really listened to proper like albums.
I like this song because I remember all the sad boys freshman year on the fourth floor of Lewis Hall playing it loudly. So sad boy.
So sad.
Mitski's kind of a meme. I like Mitski though.
We're in September, by the way. Can
no,
you believe it?
No, we're not. No, it's December, but we're also not. No, I jumped back to the middle of the summer for this, and no, we're not. In, no.
Yeah, we are. See Here Now Fest was September 17th.
See Here.
Muna was September 18th.
And I didn't see Amel until. Oh yeah! Wow!
So I gotta talk about who's next.
I gotta talk about Idols.
Did we miss that?
Idols was after Courtney Barnett.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Idols, I met up with Alex there. That was at Roadrunner. Roadrunner.
Oh my gosh, have you spoken to him?
No, he deleted his Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah, I know. Poof, don't have his number.
Yeah, I don't think I do either.
Yeah, so hopefully we can track him. I don't even know his last name.
I don't either.
Yeah. I might have his number at this point. I don't know, but yeah, we should reach out to him.
Yeah.
Another friend that we made at Levitate. But yeah, no, the... okay, Idols, yes. I know I've played you Idols. This is Mitski. Everyone gets the idea. I love that song. Never fight a man with a perm.
Well, see, that's the thing is you showed me that song and you're telling me you love it, but...
I like that song.
On the DL,
oh, it's
you're telling me you don't like Idols.
I can't play that song, so I'm going to play I'm Scum by them instead.
Okay.
But...
So tell me why you don't like them so much.
I don't love their... So, okay, the first time I saw them, it was... September 2021. I had no prospects in life. I was
romantically, wink wink. Oh
yes.
God,
both in any sense. I had no job. It was like COVID summer. I had nothing going. I think I might have just gotten my job offer. But anyway, I had nothing going on. No prospects in my life, and I got a text from a friend who I used to go to concerts with. This is the friend that I met up with at the Amel and the Sniffers concert the first time, and then interviewed the band in this very room with him.
I do recall.
Yes, you
I
weren't
know the
there.
Story.
You know the story, and my longtime
like
listeners
I was
know the
there.
Story. But this is the Idols, and I don't know. They're fun. I don't like their mosh pits. There aren't many mosh pits where I need to like leave, and I needed to leave
like midway through just because
like
it was
midway
just aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, I just like I needed to catch my breath. Like yeah. I was like in danger.
It was not a respectful crowd.
No. Mm. I would not call it that.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but I know that Turnstile played in Boston, and I feel like that I was studying for exams, so I took a bit of a concert break, but that's a concert I wish I went to.
Mm.
If Idols is a show maybe you wish you didn't go to?
Both times, yeah.
What's a show you wish you did go to?
I wish I saw Kraftwerk.
Where did they play?
They played at the Wang Theater.
I don't know it.
It's down in Chinatown.
Nice.
/ the Theater District, that downtown area. And... I don't know. I feel like they're getting old, and it just would have been a cool concert. And tickets were like $100, but it would have been a good show anyway.
You've been deposited a gift.
Oh, I got the CD for the beginning of the next show, the theme song. So yeah, here's Idols. After Idols was your See Here Now.
Yes. So I got to talk about this because I was back home in New Jersey for
right.
this week.
Didn't you? Wasn't Idols playing there too?
Yes, they were.
Did you see them?
No, because my cousin got married on September 18th.
Gotcha.
So I went to the first day of the festival, but it didn't make sense for me to, you know, go to the festival the next day on my cousin's wedding, which was a great wedding, so, no regrets, even if I missed seeing Green Day, which, would have been really cool, but hopefully they come to Boston sometime soon and I'll get to see them, or maybe they'll play a fest. Like, I don't think they're slowing down anytime soon, and that excites me because as a kid I really liked them. But at that festival I saw Peach Pit yet again, the Backseat Lovers, Stevie Nicks, which was cool, and then also Fletcher, which was like an artist I'd never heard before, but put on a really great show, really fun music to dance to, and like right in the Asbury Park Boardwalk in New Jersey, just a really fantastic view of the water, really, really big crowds, but like I think it was a very well put together festival. I would go back again next year.
I might have to trek down to do it.
Yeah, we could go together. But absolutely. That week while I was back in town, on September 20th, I saw My Chemical Romance, which is actually my top concert of the year.
Wow.
Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow.
Oh, man. So yeah, this song behind us is the Backseat Lovers, who you saw there.
No, this is Peach Pit.
Oh, this is Peach Pit. Sure. Up next is this is the Backseat Lovers.
Indeed, aren't we?
Then we're gonna have a bit of Stevie Nicks, just because, you know, we're getting close to the end of the hour, and I want
to. Oh yeah, we need to fit all this stuff in. If you haven't heard My Chemical Romance, you should listen to them.
Maybe. But, we can play a taste.
We don't have to really, but I think the thing about it for me is that like I grew up listening to My Chemical Romance, and like as a teenager, really loved like all of their music, but they broke up in like 2013, so I never got a chance to really like see them perform, and I knew I would never get to see them perform until they like reunited again like right at the start of the pandemic. So that was a really exciting concert for me, and I was like standing next to, I went alone, but I was standing next to like someone who was also just as into the music as I was, who was also alone, so we were just like having a great time together and like screaming along to all the songs. And it was the first concert that I went to that I knew all of the songs that they played, and like every song they played, like people were excited to hear them play.
Ooh.
And it was a homecoming because they're from New Jersey, so seeing them in Newark was pretty amazing. And then also while I was home, I saw on literally the next day a band called Fleece, who are some of my friends from good old Canada. And then opening for them was Razor Braids. And because Razor Braids is New York based, I think we can play them in the local hour. But I think we should also get a taste of Fleece, maybe after a little bit of the Black Parade. When I was a young boy, my father. All right.
We played this in marching band.
That's cute.
Yeah, this is my only exposure to My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, I love My Chemical Romance.
I gotta apologize for jumping around, but you know we got a lot of concerts to get through.
To talk about.
And then who else did you? Fletcher? Do we have any Fletcher songs in here?
No. Fletcher was good, but they're
about it. Oh, and then after that was Muna.
I saw Muna
with Cassie again. That was a great. And I'm going to play Silk Chiffon, because when we left that concert, we were just singing the song, and it was very silly. So here's silly Muna song. With Silk Chiffon, which was originally recorded with Phoebe Bridgers. What do you know?
What do you know?
She's everywhere. Oh, yeah, this is... Muna is... This isn't offensive, but it's lesbian music. Like that is what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, they're big in the LGBTQ community.
I think Fletcher is too.
Yeah, that's funny. I got dragged along to the concert, and I was labeled the token straight by people I didn't go with.
Oh. Cringe. We went to on September 25th see Amel and the Sniffers.
Oh yeah, they're great.
That was cool.
And
are they from New Zealand?
They're from Australia.
Australia.
Yeah. And
I always confuse the two. Yeah, silly me.
Nobody likes their song I'm Not a Loser. That used to be their most popular song when I first, you know, started listening to it has an E next to it. I can't play that song
explicit
on here. Anyway, Amel and the Sniffers, they're, you know, they're some, you know...
They're punk.
They are punk. That's them. They opened for like some big group recently. I think they might have opened for Weezer.
I'm not sure. Also,
but yeah, Amy sat in that very one of these chairs.
So I know this next concert was your favorite, and I want to hear you talk more about why it was your favorite.
Well, I want to get the vinyl record that Amanda bought me of this artist. I want to get it on the turntable.
In the meantime, I can talk about some of the other bands I've seen.
Take it away!
Because some of these are non-important, and we won't play them. On September 30th, I went to the Burren and saw a cover band, and that was really cool. I don't think they said their name, or if they did, I could not understand it. but they were really, really good. They were very funky. They did a cover of Superstition and lots of other fun covers. October was a really busy month for me. I saw Sungazer on October 2nd at the Sinclair. You saw on October 3rd Ode to Bokeh Beaver. You'll talk about that.
So good.
On October
more foreign punk. Also, I gotta say about Amel, I made it like first song started, I bulldozed my way through the mosh pit and I went straight into I got right up to the barrier. I had bruises on my ribs because I got pushed against that barrier so hard.
Oh
my. Like literally, like it hurt.
Oh no.
Yeah. It was good.
The things we do for music.
Yeah.
We saw together on October 5th one of the greatest shows of all time. It was Jennifer Vanilla opening up for Kikagaku Moyo, and that was their like second to last show in New York, but it was basically the last show they were ever going to play. They did actually just play their For Real this time, last show, which is sad because they make really great music, but it's exciting because hopefully some like solo projects will be released. October 8th, Max saw of Montreal. On October 14th, I saw Melt. Maya Delilah opened up for Melt. That was a cool show. That was also at Sinclair. And that was a big week for the Sinclair. Am I allowed to say this? The band on the air? This name is a little...
Give me a hint.
Psychedelic music.
Oh yeah, the psychedelic porn crumpets? They were fantastic.
Yes, and Acid Dad opened and they were fine. And then that week was really big for me because it was like October 18th was Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. October 20th was another, probably my third favorite concert of the year, which was Bendigo Fletcher opening up for Madison Cunningham. We should definitely play some of their songs.
This was my top song of 2022.
Should we let this run? Do we have enough time?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Let's see. So this is Stella Donnelly.
Yeah. And tell me why you love Stella Donnelly. Or what Stella Donnelly's music did for you at the phase of your life when you were listening to her extensively.
Well, her music just hit right. It was yeah. I don't know. I like her voice. She's a great singer. I love her lyrics. She's a very talented songwriter. And her accent is so strong. It's hilarious.
Where's she from?
Oh, she's from Western Australia. Perth, I believe.
You've told me a little bit about this, but I want you to really like paint the picture of seeing her live for me. Like,
all right, yeah.
Because I think it's what makes the Crystal Ballroom such a good venue.
Yeah, I went there and I was, you know, like... not right up against the stage. I was one person back because, you know, it was a better view anyway. I didn't want to be pressed against the stage. I had just done that the night before at Amel and the Sniffers. And what a... two very different bands from Australia.
Very different vibes.
Same country. And I like this, yeah. It says muck, and then you think she's going to rhyme it with, you know, but then get late. Oh, so clever.
She's clever.
Yeah. Cleva.
Oh yeah, she's Cleva, isn't she?
You. what a great accent. So just like she comes out and just what a bubbly personality, and just lovely human being. And it was like one of the last stops on their tour, so they had really good stage chemistry, even though everyone else in the band was like a studio musician. Their dynamic was so good, and they just like had their entire shtick, and they just had a great show. And like I've never seen an artist like seem so genuinely thankful to get called back out for an encore. Like everyone cheered and like encore and like, you know, one more song, all the, and she came back out and she just like gave the most genuine and just like, oh my god, thank you guys so much, this is incredible, what do you want me to play? And in the middle of her set, and I got her set list, in the middle of her set she said, you know, there are three songs here, which three songs do you guys want me to play? Which three songs do you need to hear?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there were like a couple, and I was so close that I got to like peek at her set list, and I could see like, okay, she is gonna play the one that I want to hear. So I don't need to request that one. But I was like, oh, give me. I cried. We don't need to listen to Allergies, but
we listen to So What by Fleece.
So What by Fleece, is it on the playlist?
It's on the playlist, and it should be next in the playlist.
All right.
If everything has gone to plan.
Oh, so good. I'm just, the vinyl's still playing and just, oh, so, so good. So, oh, yeah, her music just like, I don't know, driving to work, listening to Stella Donnelly and crying in my car. That's what I did on my birthday. Nice birthday drive to work. Yeah, anyway, also credit her concert. Great. I mean, I wasn't like crying. I just, you know, tears came to my eyes.
Your sign to cry, if you're listening.
Stella Donnelly.
The music is not going to match the your crying mood, but if you need to like let one out, like, don't be afraid. But on that note, help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that'll last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping.
Ooh.
Visit discovertheforest.org.
Also, I'm gonna do a little self-brag here.
Go.
But
hit me.
How smooth was, like that song ended, and then it was like, okay, time to put on Stella Donnelly, and the song that I wanted to play was the fourth track on the A side.
You just like, boop,
I just boop, boop, boop. I was like, that felt really good, because usually playing vinyl on air, I mean, it's a whole, you know, there's like,
you
usually have to handle like three, like you know, maybe like a dozen buttons at most.
I want you to add know another there's so many dozen. Knobs here.
Yeah, many knobs to turn.
Did we say that we could take calls?
Oh yeah, we can. If you want to call in, the number is 855-915, like the station, it's 91.5 FM. So 855, it's like 800. It's 800, but instead of zeros, it's fives.
Wait, say the whole number clearly. Like with
it's
the area code.
It's 855. It's not an area code. It's like a 1-800 number. But instead of an 800, it's an 855. So it's 855-915-WMFO.
No, that's, but say the
right,
number.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do say the thing, and then it's 855-915-9636. It's also right on our website. You can also chat with us if you want to. We have an online DJ chat. I will pull that up. Do you like the background?
I do.
I did that.
You're amazing. But jumping ahead, you also saw the chats.
I did see the chats, and they were awful. That was one of my least favorite concerts of the year by far.
We will get to the chats, but before we talk about the chats, October 22nd, you saw Weekend Friends and Sloth Rust.
Oh, so good.
Is Weekend Friends local? They are everywhere.
Yeah. They are local. They were very fun. So is Sloth Rust.
Wait a minute. Is Scalloween on here?
Scalloween. Because
I forgot about that one. Can you add it for me? Because I can't make another row.
Sure.
Oh, no, I did it.
Excellent.
Oh, I did it in the wrong spot.
So I'm gonna fade this out, and we can listen to the chats. You might have heard this song. You might not have. But the reason why the chats were appealing to me as a band is because they're funny. They're funny. And then in the show, they took themselves so seriously, and they're like, no, we're a hardcore punk group now. It's like, no, you're silly. Be silly.
No.
You were different. You had a thing. And now you're boring and too loud.
Oh, no.
Yeah, whatever.
I still beat Max by 3 concerts.
4 now.
Oh, man. Well, so you saw the Chats and the Bronx. Did you stay for the Bronx?
No. I was like, this is no fun.
You didn't like
and
it.
I got the band that opened for the Chats, I got like whacked in the face and in the mosh pit.
That sucks.
I'm on smoke, though.
Oh, you know who did a great cover of this?
Yeah.
You can listen to on YouTube, Like a Version, it's called.
I've heard of them.
The band is called Wet Leg, and they performed on Like a Version, which is an Australian radio show, Triple J.
Oh, yeah. Stella Donnelly did a show on there with...
The cover is really good. Can you play that through this machine?
Yeah, I can.
Let's listen to that, because I feel like that's better than this original.
I like the original a lot, and the YouTube video is hilarious.
Oh.
So we have only 6 more minutes before we get to all local music, so let's see. Are there any more highlights that we want to play? We saw Kikigaku Moyo again. We need to play Jennifer Vanilla, although she might be local, is she?
She's from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, that's pretty far away.
Yeah, so let's play Jennifer Vanilla.
We could pretend that it was Portland, Maine.
No.
Jennifer Vanilla.
Yeah.
This was a bizarre show.
And I feel like of all the other bands that we saw, that's the one that we want to highlight.
Body music.
Body music.
Although I really liked Sloth Rust. We're going to listen to them in the next hour because they're local.
Nice.
And what else did we have? We also... Oh, the Murlocs. The Murlocs were fantastic. And Paul Jacobs.
I wasn't at that show. So where was it? How was it?
That was at the Sinclair. It was really good.
Can I just say a word about Jennifer Vanilla? Incredible. It doesn't get much better than this.
One on one.
Sometimes Max and I will be hanging out and I'll just pull this one out.
Body music. One on one.
I read about the bio for Jennifer Vanilla is, legend has it that Jennifer Vanilla was born on a dewdrop high up in the sky, plopped upon a leaf on the tallest tree on the highest mountain in an idyllic realm known as Jenniferia. It goes on. Oh my god, what?
Born without
genitalia, the humanoid alien Jennifer Vanilla soon opened a portal to the eastern coast of the United States using magical braid that became entangled with the earthling multidisciplinary artist Becca Kaufman.
Becca Kaufman is the creator of Jennifer Vanilla.
Yeah.
Who also does really interesting performance art on Instagram that I've high key been following because a lot of it is traffic related.
That's so you. What's your favorite traffic organization piece of public infrastructure?
My favorite piece of public traffic infrastructure.
Let's double diamond.
Let's bookmark this. I'll think about it.
I'm gonna play a song by the Murlocs. Let's get them in here.
I like a long entrance ramp onto a freeway or highway or whatever.
Ooh, yeah.
What's the difference between a highway and a freeway? Is it how many lanes?
No.
Okay. On October 31st, I saw Scalloween, which was a ska themed Halloween show, which was at, where was it? I don't remember, but it was in Davis Square, and it wasn't the Crystal Ballroom. It was the other one. And it was a very small venue, very cute, not a lot of people, good vibes, very enjoyable. I found out that I like ska more than I thought I would. It's one of those genres that I think has to be the right performer. November 10th was when you saw Paul Jacobs and the Murlocs, who we're listening to now.
Yeah.
November 17th, you saw Armin van Buuren at Big Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was fine.
Yeah, that, how
I,
was
I liked,
that?
The show started at 9. It was a Thursday.
Ooh, and
I mean, because it was it's a club night. It's a Thursday. And then the opener was good. And then Armin van Buuren comes out, and I like Armin van Buuren because of a couple of the songs that he has with Vinny Vici.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good. I don't really care for the rest of Armin van Buuren's stuff, but
it was a good
Free
show.
Tibet, this is cool. I'm just gonna skip forward.
Are you meaning to be playing that thing?
It doesn't matter. No one can see that. Look at her go.
She's going.
But this would have been a fun
I really wish I could have gone, but as I may have mentioned, I was on a concert break since October 20th. That was like supposed to be the actual concert break, but then I broke it and saw Skullaween.
This is Mellow Max and DJ Snacks, and you're listening to A State of Trance. No, I'm kidding. This is highly recommended on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is just about the end of Highly Recommended. We can talk some more. We will be here for another 3 hours.
I want to really quickly just say the last concert of the year was Sunflower Bean and Peach Pit on December 12th. And what a crazy year it's been, Max.
Oh my God, yeah.
But an amazing year. A year filled with music, and I'm looking forward to next year. Are there any artists you already have tickets to see and you're hype?
Yes.
Who?
Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Ooh, can I come?
I bought you should buy a ticket.
When is it?
It's in like April. I'm so excited.
Okay.
They're from New Zealand. But they're based in Portland now.
We're seeing the Beths.
The Beths and
Sandy Gish is opening.
Yes.
And I'm also seeing Corey Wong. So. It's going to be a really, really, really good year for music.
Absolutely. Every year is a disc error. I love the CD.